I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen.
Hey everybody, Richard Blissbrook here with yet another Road to Diamond interview. And today we have the esteemed pleasure of hearing from Kara Kosher in Greenville, South Carolina. She's got a fascinating story. She's got an RV as part of it and an amazing road to diamond. So say hey, Kara, to everybody.
Hello. Hello. Thanks, Richard. I'm excited to chat.
I love your background. Is that your office?
Yes, it is. Yep. I'm all set up with all the oils within arm's reach.
I see that. You got every tool and every product. That's a huge stack of oil. Those racks, check those out. Well, there you go, of course.
Shameless plugs, right? They're everywhere. I'm a fan.
Thank you.
I got a Mach 2 around here, too.
So, hey, tell us a story. I like to ask everybody to start these things off. Who were you? Where were you? And what were you doing before you ever heard of Young Living?
Yeah. Oh, man. So, the funny thing is, right when I was about to get started with Young Living, I was just coming off closing my successful general contracting and real estate broker business that I owned.
Wow. So
building houses, remodeling, selling real estate, all that kind of good stuff before Young Living. And it was just 80 hours a week. It was weekends. I realized when I went on a vacation once that I couldn't go on vacation. You know, it was just not the dream, that the entrepreneurial dream that I had envisioned back when I was an officer in the Navy and like picturing myself getting out of the Navy and having a business of my own. It just wasn't what I wanted. It wasn't what was bringing me joy. It wasn't, you know, invigorating me. And so I closed the doors on that. It was a hard choice. And then about a year or so, 2 years after I closed the doors on that is when I was introduced to the product. And then that led to some excitement as I started sharing that with others and seeing my first real check with Young Living and being like, okay, what did I just do to earn this versus what I did to earn that amount in my construction and real estate business?
All right. So go back and tell us exactly how did you get introduced to the product? Mm-hmm. Who introduced you to the product? Mm-hmm. And what was it about that conversation that compelled you to take a look?
So Stephanie Moram is my upline. She's my enroller and she's also a diamond up in Canada. And we were friends online. So we were both bloggers at the time and we connected through Facebook and we're chatting and I saw her talking about oils and I'm like, hey, you know, sent her a message. What's all this stuff about oils? And she's just like, oh, you know, told me a little bit. I was like, oh, well, I've tried them before, literally from the growth, you know, health food store. And I was like, they didn't really do anything. She's like, no, no, not the same. You got to try these. I'm like, well, how do I try them? She sent me her link. She said, get the premium starter kit. And I said, okay.
Click. Wow, you're a real hard nut to crack.
Hey, you know, it's that proof, you know, that social proof. She's my friend. I trust my friend, you know, and she says that's going to work for me. I believe her. And so I jumped down that rabbit hole real quick. And
what were you blogging about?
So what I had started doing was when I quit my, closed my business, my construction business, I dove in full time to being a mom and really working on health and wellness for my kids to another level. Like I started when they were 6 months old, but at this point they were about five and I'm like, you know, I'm going to do a lot better for them. And, I was trying to kind of keep track of my recipes and tell other people about what I was figuring out. And so I started a little bit of a blog, and it wasn't a big deal. It was, you know, more just for me, for personal use and my friends. But that somehow I got into a Facebook group where Stephanie was and some other people.
Got it. All right. So, as compliantly as possible, tell us about your experience with the products.
Well, that's always a fun caveat. So I really think my first big story where I got excited and started texting some of my friends was, you know, waking up in early spring in North Carolina, reading about some combos that are nice to have in the diffuser around that time of year, and being like, huh, there's something to this. This is interesting. And then I started, you know, texting my friends like, have you tried this yet? This is pretty amazing. And then, you know, the people that I'm close with, where it's an easy conversation, like recommending nachos at the local pub or something, you know, and they're like, oh no, I haven't. I'd love to try some. How did you get it? And I'm like, oh, I bought this starter kit, send link, you know, and then that's how that first couple paychecks went, was just yep. kind of telling those stories easily.
I love the, there's such a magic to the word yet. When you ask somebody, have you tried this yet? What it implies is that this is a movement that they probably should already know about this. You're probably not the first person to tell them about it. That's brilliant. So how much was your first check?
My first check that I got in March of 2014, was $58 because I had enrolled my mom. And then, like, I think Stephanie or something put someone on my team. But my next check was the one that got me excited. My next check, I was executive. And that was like $900.
Uh-huh.
That's the one where I was like, wait a minute. I just paid all of our organic grocery bill and I didn't leave my house.
Uh-huh. And
do this.
So safe to say up to that point in time, you didn't know anything in particular about the income opportunity. What did you do after the $900 check to explore the income opportunity?
I started talking to Stephanie and, you know, Lindsay Grammont is my closest Royal Crown Diamond. At the time, I think she's platinum or gold. And we just started all kind of have some of us that were doing the business started having some conversations, and they were sharing like their checks, that kind of conversation of where they were going with this. And I know April Pointer is part of my upline as well. And she was doing some sort of Operation Silver boot camp. And I got into that and started learning more about the legs thing.
Yeah, the legs thing.
Get it still? I didn't get it still because I had no interest before this in anything network marketing. Like, I just didn't want to be that person who had to have people over my house to sell them something.
Yeah. But, and had you been prospected a lot before?
No, actually never. I've been to all of those things, you know, and I said no to going to some of those parties where I knew something was being sold because I didn't have any money to buy. You know, at the time I didn't have money to spend $40 on something I didn't need. I don't remember ever at one of them, anybody ever telling me that there was an income opportunity, because I wouldn't have started my general contracting business and spent all that money and time on that if I had known there was something I could have done from home.
Yeah. The trouble with those kind of businesses is we think we own them, but they actually own us.
Absolutely.
All right. So you got in the Silver Boot Camp with April. That was probably a pivotal moment. I wonder if April was sharing her check back then, or if she had any idea how big her check would become. So what did you do the first year? So I'm looking at your stats. Personally enrolled 61 people in your first year, which is an excellent pace. Mm-hmm. And you got to silver. So I don't know if it was a 12-month boot camp or a 6-month boot camp, but the boot camp worked. You got to silver and you enrolled 61 people. Tell us about that first year. Like, what was your mindset? What was your work ethic? What was your routine? Who did you approach? How did you approach them?
Mm-hmm. So I didn't do classes right out the gate because I was afraid. That was like my big resistance from past, you know, I don't want to invite people over to sell them. But I did do one after I hit executive. But before that, I had, you know, I started a Facebook group where I put prospects in it. You know, my friends, I'm like, hey, do you want to learn more about this stuff I'm all excited about? My enthusiasm drove people to that.
Okay. And is that where you personally enrolled 61 people? Because that's 5 people a month. How did you do that?
I just talked to people a lot. And I didn't know what I was doing, but I was so excited that I just talked to people a lot. So it was the more of the play date, the one-on-one. I started having some classes, like a couple a month. It wasn't crazy. But I also started helping my growing team teach classes as well. And we'd all invite to that. But yeah, the Facebook group was helpful, one-on-ones. And then by the winter timeframe, that's when I did my first vendor event. So December of 2014 was when I did my first vendor event, but there were only 2 people came and I got like a retail customer out of it. But it was a connection I made there that encouraged me to the next year in 2015 to join in on a larger scale vendor event, which led to a lot of enrollments that next year.
Yeah, I see in your second year, you personally enrolled 111 people, which is, I'm not even sure how you kept up with 111 people, but tell us about the vendor event process, because a lot of people have used that to be successful. Like 2 themes that I've seen so far. One is a lot of classes, not just personally, but down deep in the team, and then a lot of vendor events. Mm-hmm. So tell us about vendor events. Which ones did you do? How'd you do them? You know, what did you say to people that came by the booth that had you enroll 111 people?
Yeah, I think, you know, this is actually kind of funny. One of the things that comes to mind when it's like, what do you do? It actually makes me think of Dr. Dre. If you're a 90s, early 2000s person, you'll know who that is. But so he talks about in the first 10 seconds of one of his rap songs. And,
I have no idea who that is.
I'm just throwing it out there because I heard this in like a podcast somewhere, you know, but I was a fan back in 2000. Anyways, he said in the first 10 seconds of the song, you have to capture someone's attention, like hook them.
Yep.
So whatever happens in those first 10 seconds, it needs to be good. It needs to grab their attention. And so that it's the same thing when you're doing a vendor event. Whatever you say or how you make that person feel, more importantly, in those first few seconds that you interact with them is where you set up the entire rest of the conversation. So I didn't know I was doing it right until, you know, I did make mistakes, but until it started unfolding and I started seeing the results, because I was definitely told going into these vendor events, nobody signs them up, just gets leads. You know, there's no like enrollments happening on the spot. But then we started seeing them happen. And what was really happening is we were going into the vendor event with positive energy and looking to make friends and kind of surrendering those expectations and just looking like, look, at the end of the day, I'm going to make a friend. I'm going to get a connection and a lead to something else that's going to help my business. You know, let's just see where this goes. So we didn't have the energy of this desperation or scarcity mindset or any of those things that really lend to people feeling like they're being sold instead of served. So we were listening to people's needs, asking questions, and figuring out how we could fill a need that they had, solve some sort of, you know, pain point that they had in their life, whether it be financial or, you know, from the product standpoint. And it was pretty early on that we would talk about the income opportunity in there. I mean, my first vendor event, I had them made custom, like a one of those vertical banners, and it had something about the income opportunity on there, like, you know, retreats and visit farms and, you know, like all the little things about the income side of it. So, which is kind of surprising when I say it out loud right now, just thinking about that. But we did, we had the income opportunity printed on a piece of paper, you know, and that's part of my spiel that I say to people when I sign them up at vendor events, you know, the benefits of being a member. You get access to all of Young Living's products at 24% off, no strings attached. There is an optional monthly program where you can save more money and earn free products. That's where I leave it. I say optional and I don't go into it's 10%, you know, like the details. And the really cool thing is when you're a member, you have a member number, which is also a referral number. So you always have an income opportunity in your back pocket. So when, not if, when your neighbor, your mom, your best friend sees how vibrant you are, witnesses the transformation that these products are having on your life, and they ask you, what are you doing? You can be like, I got started with this. And if you want one too, this is how you get it. Like, and you can give them your referral number and Young Living will send you a check for that. And brilliant. That's the basic words that I used to get the number one volume producer at a vendor event on my team. They're like half of my OGV. They came from a vendor event. And the cool part is the next part I do when I do that whole spiel and I listen to see what they're going to say, I just wait. I also hand them the income opportunity. I have a couple things. I have a brochure or I have it just printed, the disclosure. And I point to on the disclosure, I'm like, you know, since I did mention money, I'm required to show you the income disclosure. And I hand them the income disclosure and I say, I'm currently this rank with the company. This is the average monthly income for that. Just so you know, here it is. You can have this. And the people that I'm talking about that got started at a vendor event with me took that income disclosure. The husband's the one who took it because he was most interested. He took it and I saw him look at it. I saw what happened. And they walked away because they wanted to think about it. They walked around the vendor event and came back. And what I found out later was the conversation they had on that way around. He looked at his wife and he's like, we can do this. Do you see how much she's making? And I was gold at the time, just for perspective. I was a gold and the average it says it said on there was 6,000 a month. And, you know, they were excited about that number and they came back around and signed up and really started doing the business about 9 months later.
Who are they? What do they do for a living and where do they live?
Mm-hmm. So it's Brittany and Jonathan Graham and they're up in Cornelius, North Carolina, just North Charlotte area. He's an nurse anesthetist. Sorry. I knew it's like,
right.
Nurse anesthetist. And she is currently a stay-at-home mom, you know, with doing the Young Living stuff with him. They do it very much together, 100%.
Wow.
Like I'd say the closest I've ever seen to like 50-50.
And are they diamonds yet?
They are platinums, but they have a diamond and a platinum on their team. They're close. I mean, they're going to be, I'm betting they're going on the cruise with us next week.
So you said the first 10 seconds are everything at a vendor event. If I walked up to your booth, what would you say to me in that 10 seconds that would make a difference?
You specifically.
No, just anyone.
You specifically, I would have something sarcastic to say to you.
Why?
Absolutely. So just my sister, Tiffany, is like often my sidekick at vendor events. And the dynamic, that energy of the two of us together is fantastic. And we crack jokes. We're dancing. We're jumping up and down. We have like, we're not sitting on our phone, hiding behind anything. We are out there. And so if I saw you, there would be something I would say sarcastic to you about something you've got going on for sure.
Wow.
Usually I would, because I would feel that energy coming from you. Like, yeah, you look like you're having a great time here. You could probably not. Kimmy probably dragged you there.
I'm a vendor event.
Right? I really would. And then normally though, you know, I'm just talking to people, not like trying to make them sniff an oil or put a cream on them like the annoying people at the mall. You know, I'm saying, oh, where'd you get that ice cream sample? Like, is that here? you know, I need to go take a break and get some of that. Or, you know, hey, something authentic, like, I love your earrings. Those are really great. And then it starts that conversation. And then the people are like, and what do you have going on over here? And I'm like, oh, let me tell you about it. You know?
Right. And you probably say something to me like, what were you thinking putting that outfit on this morning?
Right. I can already hear, like, between my sister and I can already hear, like, the conversation that might occur.
All right. I get it. So it's not about, hey, snip this oil. It's not about product knowledge. It's about authentically, spontaneously engaging with people.
Yep.
And just trusting where that relationship can go.
Absolutely. And, listening.
That sounds familiar. So, tell us about the next 2 years and your road to diamond.
All right. So, March of 2015 is when we hit gold. So, we started in February 2014, hit gold in March of the next year. And then I was doing, you know, some vendor events. I was doing a lot more classes, a lot more one-on-ones, because really, in that December of 2014, when I was silver still, I had a conversation with my husband and he's like, are you doing this or what? Like, you're either all in or, you know, what are you doing here? Cause things are happening. And I was like, I'm all in. And we talked about what that meant from a standpoint of us working together and making time for me to do what I needed to do. And he's like, what does that look like? And so the next month, you know, he figured out a way with what we were doing with his work and everything for me to have more one-on-one time, like to be able to go out for lunch, coffee, whatever I needed to do to go start going to business networking meetings. And that's a process of figuring out which ones to go to, where are the people that you want to be and, or want to meet and that type of thing. So I experimented with a bunch of those. I know that January of 2015, I had 27 one-on-ones or classes that month.
Wow.
Or vendor events. Like I had 27 things that month, which was a lot, including going to Winter Harvest for a week and flying to Massachusetts to teach one of my other large leaders her first class. So she became a platinum on my team in another leg. But I took a risk knowing what I thought of what she could become and cashed in some credit card points. And it cost me about $25 total. And I flew to Massachusetts and I taught a class for her and a couple other people that were up there. And another person I taught a class for when I got up there is in another leg and she's a gold rising platinum for sure. Amazing leader on the team too. So some of that, taking some bigger, I guess, in a way risks, you know, but really investing and putting myself out there definitely developed some relationships that have grown since. Which is,
okay. So that's a great subject. So you invested in some travel. Mm-hmm. What else have you invested in that has paid either quantifiable dividends, like you specifically know exactly what you got out of it in sales or growth, mm-hmm. or you just know it was worth the investment of time or money or... What else have you done to grow yourself and grow your business besides just the basics?
So that year was really big for me. And this is a really big part of growth to diamond from gold. So we hit gold. It was really exciting. And the volume continued to the point where by November of 2015, we closed that month out 2,000 OGV away from platinum. It was literally, I could have purchased an Aroma Complete and right. made it happen. It was just volume. I had the legs. But I didn't want to do it that way. I wanted Good. It to happen. It was
organically.
Yes. That's what I tell myself. No. So we missed it. And it was November, you know, so it was our big sales month. And we got close again in February of 2016. Missed it again. And then the OGV dipped a bit. And I literally remember laying on the couch, eating a bag of chips, wearing, this is a good start, wearing a CrossFit zip up hoodie. It's this green one that I still own. And I'm just laying there eating the chips, wallowing in my self-pity of like, it, not enough, filling all the self-limiting beliefs and all that kind of stuff. Woe is me, not gratitude for where, how far I'd come, but you know, how, where I'm not at, that whole scenario. Eating my bag of chips, and I'm just feeling like a poser because I have a CrossFit sweatshirt on and I hadn't gone to CrossFit in 2 years. And I'm just like, what do I need to do to get to the next level? Like, what am I missing? And I had started doing some personal development stuff here and there. So my upline, Stephanie, who is a visionary and a huge benefit to my business, said to me at some point on the phone, she's like, hey, I'm going to this event in, I think it was March or April of that year, out in Vegas. And I want you to come with me. We'll pretend you hit platinum because you're almost there. It's the gift I was going to give you for platinum was taking you here. And let's just pretend you hit platinum. And I'm like, okay, I can do that, you know? And so I went to some event that I didn't want to go to, but I like her and I want to hang out with her. So I'm like, okay, fine, I'll go. So I went. At that event, he passed around a paper and it was a free 45-minute coaching call. If it's free, it's for me. I'm like, all right, you got me. And I sign up, like put my name down. And about a week after the event, I get a call from one of the coach people. And it ends up being this whole sequence of calls. And I know they're selling me, but here's what my strategy was in listening. My strategy was, hey, you know what? I'm going to learn how they sell somebody on the phone. Like, what can I learn from this? And I'm listening. I'm literally taking notes. Like, what kind of questions are they asking me? And all this kind of stuff, because that's who I am. And then at the end, though, like 3 calls into it, I'm like, you know, I kind of want to do this. And so I sign up for some one-on-one coaching. Because I became convinced that I needed coaching. And then I got on the first coaching, and it was a big investment for me. You know, I've never done anything like, it was a few $1,000s, which is huge for me. And I got on the first coaching call and I got off the call and I was like, oh my gosh, like that was amazing. That was amazing. The things that were uncovered in that first call just blew my mind and the content blew my mind. So I emailed the coach and I was like, how do I do this for other people? Because I need to do this for my team. And that's another dollar amount. And it's the, you know, it's several thousand more than that. But I bit the bullet. And for 12 weeks, I had 12 weeks of one-on-one coaching calls, 1 hour every week for 12 weeks. By the end of it, my team could see, I had people who knew me on my team. They're like, something has changed. You are radiant. Your energy's totally shifted. I don't know what's going on. But that's a long story, but the big result of what happened from that was I finished the coaching in August. I started coaching my team for free, the content. It was an 8-week program I did for them. By November, we crushed platinum. Like, yeah. 25% more volume than we needed. We crushed it and never dropped back. We kept going from there. 9 months after we hit platinum, we hit diamond.
Okay, so here's an exercise for you if you haven't done it. How much money total did you spend on coaching?
Total, I have the numbers. I've spent a total on between coaching and events. I added events into that because there's skills, you know, learned at events too. So between coaching and events in the last 5.5 years, I've spent $65,000. And that's 10% of the entire income I've earned through the Young Living up until the last time I ran those numbers was July. And I've actually invested in more coaching since then.
Yeah. So you're getting like, you're a double diamond. So I'm not going to ask you what your income is, but it sounds like you're pretty close to 100% return on investment every month.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100. Yeah. Oh, yeah. More than that. Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic. Like, it's absolutely a no-brainer to do this. And it's something that I didn't understand. I mean, I went to my first convention in 2014, you know, 4 months or whatever after I joined, I was at the first convention, but it was more like it sounded fun. And I wanted to see if it was going to be too rah-rah, and I didn't want, like, I've seen people standing on tables with boas and stuff, and I'm like, I don't want to be a part of that. And Young Living's not like that. So I loved it. and it sold me on the company. But I believe that those events and that coaching.
Yeah. Yep. Got it. All right. Last question. Think particularly about your first year, maybe your first 2 years. Mm-hmm. And think about most of the people watching these interviews are stars, senior stars, executives, maybe silvers, but the bulk of people watching are in the lower ranks, and we just know statistically most of them are struggling. Mm-hmm. So when you look at your first year or two, given what you know now, your wisdom, your experience, your perspective, if you were coaching you in year one and year two, what would you coach you to do or be differently?
Well, the first thing, I definitely in my first year, like it sounds great when we're having this conversation and I shared a down moment or whatever, but it's definitely a roller coaster ride for every single rank. And comparison to your peers, it destroys you. And I definitely compared myself when I was executive and my two cross-line friends made silver and I'm like not even close, you know? So comparison will really crush you. So just focus on your own business and stay out of everyone else's.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. Let me start.
Good there. Idea.
but beyond that is really valuing every single person who comes into your organization and appreciating them, you know, serving them. Connecting them to resources, whatever they may be, empowering them to take care of themselves and, you know, take care of their own wellness, but just really valuing each person and spending the time that you need to spend with them. Because too often, you know, people can get into that mode of flipping a kit and, you know, seeing the short term, the short game, which is the $50. But you're building a residual income and a foundation for your life. And every single person you pour into, it's this ripple effect that goes out into your whole organization. And you are setting the tone for how your team duplicates what you're doing. And if you're caring for each person and you're valuing each member and you're empowering each member and engaging them, then that is the culture that and the tone you're setting for your entire organization. And that's one of strength. That's a solid foundation that you want carrying forward to the rest of the years in, that you're in this business. And I think that's a great way to start out right from the get-go. And there's tons of tools and ways to do that out there. But just finding what's authentic for you and what works with the way that you operate in your life and in your business and setting yourself up for the future in that way. Because then you're not going to see as many people dropping off or you know, going to another business or another person or whatever, you know, the little things that happen here and there. But it's just really honoring each person because you never know who's going to be your next leader. Who's going to connect you and refer you to your next big lead that helps you, you know, enroll another person who becomes a leg in your organization or something like that. It's been surprising over the years to see who rises up 3 and 4 years later to start building this business or to contribute in some impactful way.
Yeah, that is so brilliant and wise, Kara. Statistically, 95% of the people on our team, that's 19 out of 20. 19 out of 20 people on our team, all they're going to do right now is order product. They're just going to be a customer. And so if we slight them because we're looking for leaders, if we don't appreciate them, we're undermining the source of all our volume. Mm-hmm. Sales volume comes from customers, right? And then so astute of you that the gestation period, especially in Young Living, is crazy long for some people. You know, they're a customer for 6 months, a year, 6 years, right? Before something happens, somebody says something, somebody buys a kit and they get a check or whatever, right? And all of a sudden, it's a wake-up call and they're a leader. So I just love, love, love that philosophy. I'm going to ask you one more quick question. Where are you going from here? What's the next 4 or 5 years look like for you?
I'm definitely growing strategically right now, and the way that we're partnering within my organization is really exciting. Like, there's just been this big shift in the last couple of months with the way we're doing things on the team, and it's been really exciting. I feel more like I've locked arms with the people who have this bigger vision for what they want with this business and where they're going, with really having an impact, not just with the product, but, you know, the community building side of it. And we've just been having a lot of fun. Now we're looking at doing things like retreats in the team, just to build that community. And it's not just about business leaders, it's about members too. And, you know, getting to the point where we're incorporating them in it. But I can definitely see, it's funny, I was just talking about this with some of my upline leaders just this week, is I just had this big shift in the last few days where I actually can see, you know, Royal Crown Diamond as if I've already achieved it. And I've been kind of waiting for that to happen, because I know that's it. It was a big thing when we went for Diamond too. And now it's just, I really truly feel like it's just a matter of the OGV catching up. But I've said every step of the way, an interesting little like mantra I've had is the legs will be there when the volume's there. You know, I will have the legs when the volume's there. And it's been the case every single time. And it's not always the leg you think it's going to be. But it's been an interesting process to see that unfold. And I'm starting to see that come to fruition right now.
Sounds like you have a vision. Love it. Kara, great interview, great stories, great wisdom. You have paid attention the last 6 or 7 years, haven't you?
Yeah, well, it's a beautiful part of that.
That's going to benefit so many people on your team. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us on another Road to Diamond. Remember, the work is worth it. Until next time, signing off.
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank. Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. This could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's runthruRank.com. We'll see you there.